Okay. What is happening, everybody? Welcome back to an all-new episode of The Bathhouse, live from the Stand Comedy Club in New York City. We got an exciting show for us this evening. How do we look in there, Johnny Glover, our lovely producer? What's that? Yeah. We're framing it all up. It's a fucking war zone in here. Speaking of war zones,
holy shit.
All right, with us this evening, we have Che Dorena.
Hi.
Welcome back to the show. Chris Scopo.
Hello.
Have you been on the show? You've been on the show before.
I've been on the show a long time ago.
Right at the beginning, right?
Yeah, I got the poop.
And we got LeMaire.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
I'm good. I'm ready to talk shit.
Yeah, hell yeah. So there's
it only works on there.
Oh, yeah.
What Teddy, how do you feel this week? How do you feel this week?
I feel great.
All the shit
I feel great.
To
I feel
you.
Great. To my, no, it's not to me.
Listen, no. I'm talking about your Instagram.
Oh, my Instagram. I got it back.
Oh, you got it back?
Yeah, I got it back.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I got my Instagram.
That could have been a holy war.
I got my Instagram back. I know. That was my Israel's 9/11.
I know. What were you more upset about, the Instagram or the actual invasion?
The Instagram. I was crestfallen over the Instagram. I cannot
be. Dude, you could be Israeli.
I could, yeah. I could be kind of anything, though. Yeah. I could be Palestinian Jew.
Yeah, you could be Middle Eastern as hell.
Yeah, I could. I mean, I could.
You are Jew.
Yeah, I am Jew.
You are Jew, dude. Yeah.
I mean, if I get tanned, man, I could be all sorts of Mediterranean.
Yeah. Egyptian.
Yeah, the lighter I get very Eastern European. But
how,
I get
are
nice,
how are you doing with this?
I can.
We can get in that Central Asia.
Uzbek. Yeah. I could be a real Mossad agent, is what I could be.
You could too. You're more Hamas, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, Hamas.
Hamas, dude. Anyway, so you're the only person who needs to know anything about this. You guys can adjust your headphones, by the way, if you want to do it here.
So
all you need to know, is there anything in there?
Oh, yeah. It's fucking pornographic.
No, it's empty.
LeMaire, so people call into the show. It's a call-in show. The phone lines are open, 1-888-949-2969. All you need to know is that you can hang up on people for any reason.
How do you hang up?
It's on this phone right here. Nice. There'll be like a little red button that just says like the standard hang up. So that's all you need to know. So people, if you want to call in,
we got a lot of missed calls, brother.
That was from last night. I had I do a different call-in show and people last night called in.
Oh, but someone already calling in.
Calling. Oh yeah, we got
a new call. Wireless caller.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Don't dox people. That's rule number 1.5. You can say wireless caller, but sometimes it will say someone's name.
Yeah.
And then
scam likely.
All right. Let's pray to the Jewish God that this works. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Going, Danny.
Yo, jackpot. We had a real problem last week.
It was 2 seconds. I was like, oh, we're fucked.
Yeah, well, last week, for whatever reason,
we've been invaded.
We tested it right before, and then it just didn't work the moment we started. Anyways, thanks for calling the bathhouse. Who are we speaking with this evening?
Hey, Danny. This is Todd from Florida.
Todd from Florida. How you doing, pal?
I'm good. How about you, man?
I'm good. I can't complain.
How's Florida?
Oh, it's awesome right now. We got a cool front coming in. It's been nice weather.
Yeah, brother.
You're on thin ice there, Todd.
No.
LeMaire is...
Don't let him know. He just needs to...
He's watching.
Yeah, I'm listening, brother. I'm listening. What do you got, dude?
It's good.
You ever have sex with a black guy and turn into Big J?
So I haven't been to New York in about 8 years. I want to take my wife up there to visit for a week or so. But, I mean, I can't trust the news for shit, so I'm trying to get some input from people that live up there. Is it a hellhole, or is it actually safe to visit still?
It's safe. I'd say that you have to have some degree of, personal responsibility, I guess. Like, I would say don't fall asleep on the subway. That I would highly recommend not doing. But for the most part, it's fine. It's a city of 8 million people. Yeah. So
also, know where you're staying, by the way. Don't be, oh, I have a good deal, honey. You're staying in the Bronx.
Yeah.
You're going to get fucked.
Yeah. You don't want to do that.
You're going to get stabbed by some mad Puerto Rican.
I found a good deal in Inwood, New York. You don't want that shit.
And just have like a good constitution towards like homelessness and craziness. Like if you see a crazy homeless person like showing their pussy or throwing shit, like that's just part of the experience.
Definitely.
That's not a threat to you.
You also can't be crazy.
That's just included in it.
You can't be crazy. So if you see crazy, walk away. Like
Yeah, exactly.
Or match it, and they'll like, be like, yo, dude, what's up with you?
Like that one story that happened, I don't know if you guys saw the guy who got stabbed, the liberal activist who got stabbed in Bed-Stuy, and you're like, if it's 4 a.m. and you see some dude just kicking over scooters and spazzing out, don't go walk towards him and try and calm him down.
He's probably from Michigan too.
Yeah, like, it's just like you mind your business. That's a pretty good.
Being from here, I've realized just always crazy always beats you. So stay away from crazy and walk away. Be a bitch. And if there's a fight, be a bitch.
Can
we FaceTime Todd?
No, we can't FaceTime Todd. No? As technologically advanced as the show is, we do not have that option.
I mean, I want to see Todd's face. The people don't have to see Todd's face.
What do you think he looks like? Mary's from Florida. Let's be real here.
He might look handsome like you, Scopo.
Okay.
I'll put a picture and tag Danny on Twitter when we get
off. All right, there we go.
Dude, it sounds like you got a thick dick, dude. Fucking Todd's crushing. All right,
guys, I appreciate it.
But yeah, Todd.
You want to hang up? Hang up, dude? What the fuck?
Yeah, you're the first guy who's coming just like, I'm good.
My main reason
had a while, Lemaire.
What's up?
Well, I heard on the boys cast, like you're talking about, there's like open air markets outside where they're cooking rats and stuff nowadays.
China.
That's China.
I saw in like the Bronx or Queens.
No, there was they're not rats. That's like Jamaican jerky or some shit like that. Yeah.
No, cool. They looked like some sort of rodent, but it was like much bigger. But no, that like look, it's the wrecks of the there's ox. 8 million people. There's not going to be nothing. Like there's going to be some stuff in a city this large. But for the most part, it's safe. I've only lived here for 4 years.
But that's also the Bronx. Like you're not going to come here and go to the Bronx.
Exactly.
So you're going to go to maybe Brooklyn, Manhattan, and possibly Queens.
You're going to be fucking fine. Like white girls with little mini skirts and like fragile bones walk these streets all the time.
Yeah. Most of them unraped.
Most of them. Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
We're trying to keep that number being up from, though.
Yeah. I got to tell you how many I have tried not to myself.
Being from New York, I see like white girls walking at 3 a.m. in Bushwick, it bothers me. Yeah. The amount of freedom they have is so annoying.
Yeah.
Do you ever, I didn't have that.
They need
life.
To get. They need to get a raping.
Don't you ever want to go up to him and just be like, "I'm gonna fucking kill you"?
Yeah.
Just to like, you shouldn't be here.
Like, I was taught to not walk in these neighborhoods that late at night, and I respect the laws that I was taught by. And you just walking drunk at 4 a.m, like it's okay.
You need to be scared.
You need to be a little scared.
I'm not gonna do anything to you, but I'm helping you right now. You don't
get it. I gotta put the fear of God in them.
Yes.
Some of them have pepper spray or guns. They're just vulnerable.
That's nuts.
So Todd, do you want to come to New York now?
Todd, what are you thinking?
Wouldn't be now. It'd probably be March, April-ish.
Okay, that's
okay. Get the deals, Todd. Get the deals.
You
get it.
Find any events you want to come to out in March and April? New York's pretty packed, pretty booked far ahead.
Yeah, you might.
For when?
I'm just trying to see if he's trying to hang out. I seem like a cool guy, bro. I don't know. Maybe we can hang out when you come to New York.
But yeah, Todd, you're for stronger.
Maybe we can. I'll check out the schedule.
Yeah, Todd, you're probably a big guy, I would guess. You'll be fine. Just like it's just you need fairly basic common sense.
Let's go.
You got a gun, Todd?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. He lives in Florida.
Yeah, but I don't know if I can carry it. New York.
Said, don't bring it with you. Bring it.
Wink. Don't bring it with you. Wink.
You can drive up.
Wink, dude.
No, even if he drives up.
Can you have pepper spray here? Is that legal?
Yeah, it's legal, but the gun laws are fucking ridiculous up here.
Yeah.
Like, you get caught with a gun, you're screwed.
Yeah, don't they give you time for every bullet?
That's Plastico Burris. Yeah. Went to jail and ruined the Giants season, so.
Damn, I'm still sore about that.
Fucking 10-1.
Todd, do you have any kids?
Yeah, I have a 14-year-old daughter.
Oh, dude, do you do bits with her? Like, what's your dad bit?
My dad bit?
Yeah.
She's gotten into a weird teenage stage where she doesn't want to hang out or do anything anymore.
Damn, dude.
It's not weird. It's normal.
Yeah.
It's very normal.
I've been trying to find a way to connect with her again, but it's hard.
No, I listen to a podcast where it's actually like, that's like primal. It's like you're supposed to fucking, they're supposed to leave. Every like human mammalian species.
What are you watching, Andrew Tate?
Todd, what's your body count?
We have my wife and I.
Yeah. Dude, you totally got to stay this.
We're not going there.
Yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Toe the line, stay yourself, brother. Don't let her change you.
Yeah, but she's supposed to hate you now, though. From like 14 to 22, she'll hate your guts. And then just don't leave her.
All the way to 22?
Yeah. I hated my dad in 14 to 24, I think I was like. And I was like, man, after 24, I was like, oh, he's actually right.
Dude, if you were black, you'd just be, they can't hate you because you're just a dad around.
Yeah.
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 Are you a black?
I'm gonna go with no on that one.
Yeah, no.
I just like how you said that. You're a black.
All right, thank you, Tad. You're not black. My Tad. I was guessing. I thought he'd be black.
Yeah, it didn't sound black.
Can we call this person back?
No, they'll call. Okay. They'll call back.
Yeah. Thank you, Todd. That was interesting, dude. I'm sorry your daughter hates you, but one day it'll be better.
I like that it's for childless. Yeah. Do you have any kids?
No. Hopefully you don't die before she likes you.
Damn.
That's the dad's burden. It's like, you know your kid's going to hate you, but like hopefully they start liking you and you're still around.
I can't remember if I hated my parents when I was a teenager.
I did, for sure.
100% did. Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of just like a bummer, really?
I almost fought my dad multiple times.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, we like got into his face a few times.
Dude, with that hair?
That must be.
Yeah, no. I had the hair, though. I had shorter hair. That's the problem. I was more skinhead.
Did you ever square? You never squared up?
I was like, I told him, I go, I'm not going to hit you first, but if you hit me, I'll fucking knock you out.
Yeah.
I love you. I'll knock you out.
Yeah, I'm bigger than him. Yeah. I'm still a little afraid of him.
Yeah.
Even he's 70 now. If he like yells at me, I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah. 717, dude.
No, you can't give away their shit.
That's Lancaster. I know that. Yo, what
hello.
Up? What up?
Thanks for calling the bathhouse. Sorry for the doxing. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, it's Kevin. I've talked to you a couple times.
Oh, okay. What's up, dude?
I had a weird question. It has to do with aliens, but I've had these weird dreams since I was like a little kid.
Yo, dude, you be getting about, blasted. Like, let's just get to the bottom of this. Someone's been fucking doing
no.
That wasn't an alien finger.
No, that'd be an easy answer.
Ever since I was a little kid, this thing kept coming into my room.
Kids said, don't tell mom and dad. No.
Same guy, dude. To this day, same guy.
You guys are New York, right? You know, like the World's Fair thing where, like, you see the.
Yeah.
It's in the Men in Black movie, but I had memories before that.
It's in Queens. There's a World's Fair. Fair was in Flushing from like 1960 to 1964 or something like that. It was like a long thing. And you go and all the new world technology was shown
right,
there.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like, in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
I thought they had them all over. I thought I didn't know.
It is all over, but that was in New York at one point. And gotcha. we still rep that.
Gotcha.
What the hell do you got to say about aliens, brother?
Okay, so I've seen that. I live around there like now, so I look at that all the time. Sick. And I've seen the Men in Black movie where they made the joke about that being stuff. But I was a little kid, and I was going to go to Sesame Place, like the fucking Sesame Street theme park. And I woke up way too early. And
you got one more detail.
Uh-oh.
He's from Queens. Let him go.
Come on, let him go, all right?
Just let him finish the story. He's probably a Mets fan, too.
Basically, I woke up too early. I had this dream. Damn it.
You had the dream?
Sorry, my phone's being stupid.
It's okay, brother.
I remember seeing my house from above.
Keep making the story
and
up.
And then I remember, like, No, I'm not. I promise. I wish I was making the story.
Yeah, he's about to go baba boo.
I think it was just because I watched too many environmental, like nature videos and stuff, so I had it like in my head. But like, I just remember seeing my house from above, and then seeing like, they get like zoomed out, and then I only remembered it, and I was like 4 or 5 years old. I only remember looking up at like something that looked like the World Trade shit, and I was looking up, and I just remember this dream. I don't know.
It sounds like you transcended. You guys like believe in like abduction,
but you kept having the same dream over and over again.
I've had it for years. Like I was less than 5 years old. I had that, and it keeps like.
Too many details, dude.
I will say,
too many details.
When I learned that like America is the only country in the world where people say they got abducted from, I definitely believe in it less.
Really?
Dude, there's no other country.
No, that, Brazil.
Not really though. I think something like 90 something percent of all the abduction.
They ain't going to Canada.
Wait, can we call them back?
I hate to break it to you.
Can we call them back? I feel bad.
No, we can't call them back. Lemaire. That's not how that works.
I feel bad.
You feel bad for...
Yeah.
All right, well...
For that guy in Lancaster.
I don't know. Do you believe in aliens?
The poor guy was molested, and he's trying to make it like an alien did it to him.
Yeah.
It sounded like he died and then came back.
Oh, you think maybe it could be like some
You know what I wonder like about something like that? Although I guess he wouldn't know, but like, because he said he saw the roof of his house.
Imagine if there's
a detail of the roof that he saw in his dream, and then that was a real detail, because you're like, you would have never actually seen the roof.
Oh, yeah, we'll never know.
Yeah.
Hello, thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm fucking secretary right now.
Danny, what's up, man?
What is happening? Who am I speaking with?
This is PK out here in California.
PK in California. What is up?
That's not it.
What's up, man? I just wanted to know what your thoughts on. Are you going to pack up your gear and head over to Israel to go help your boys out there, or what? What's going down,
no,
man?
Sir, I am not.
How you feel about the Jewish people here?
Have you seen this guy's body makeup? You think you're gonna send him out into the fucking field, dude?
Yeah, I just broke the chair.
Not only,
they were like chewed up bubble gum over there. Come on,
man. Really did just break the chair. Break the chair.
He's not, oh my god!
Yeah, one man band mode.
The Israelis are dying to get this guy.
They're like, bro, you keep him.
They're gonna fly him over Palestine, drop him out, drop him out of the plane.
Yeah, it's not a pita eating contest.
You know what? I'm not going to be able to help them. What am I going to help them with?
It's not hummus. It's hummus. It's a big difference.
I mean, maybe I can help them with some sort of honeypot situation where I could dress up like a prostitute.
Yeah, you're like, come here, boys. Come here. Come here. Hang out a little bit.
Can we be fair to Hamas real quick, I'm just saying, man.
You could probably try to make those Hamas guys laugh. I don't know how well they'd take a Jew telling them jokes.
I don't think they have a great sense of humor about things.
Their idea
of a funny joke is beheading you and then kicking your head like a soccer ball. So
that is pretty jokes.
Can I be honest? To be fair to Hamas, they did like pull off the surprise attack of the year.
Oh, hell yeah.
They Fortnite dropped into Israel.
Those fucking gliders? I was like, I kind of want to be on one. It's kind of cool. It's kind of fun.
That's some sort of COD shit, man.
You fucking see, hey, is that the battle bus?
If you're at
the festival, this DJ's bringing in gliders. This is amazing. This guy's
amazing. I didn't even realize actually until I was walking over here, too. That festival that they paraglided into, that was at like 9 in the morning.
No, it was at 6 in the morning.
Or 6 in the morning.
They were all on Molly.
That's the thing. So like they were up all night.
Yeah, and then just
Those people were so strung out.
Half of them would be like,
every last one of them.
Half of them would be like, that just Molly's wearing off, but it's fucking kicking in again. This is really good shit.
Can you imagine being there, being like, this hangover is going to be brutal. Kill me now.
Yeah, where the fuck are getting the fizzles over there? They need to send them over here, man.
I love the
idea
of them wearing Fortnite skins, too. Like, yo, this guy's a peony. He dressed up like a banana.
He killed fucking Goku, dude.
Doing like the backpack.
I don't want to take any more of them, right? Later.
You're not taking our time.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
This guy wanted to get the hell out of here quick.
I know,
He just wanted to know my thoughts.
He kind of power glided in, power glided out.
I will not be going over to Israel.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
And not only will I not be going over to Israel, but if for some reason the war comes to America, I'll be going back to Canada. So,
do you have dual citizenship?
Do I have dual citizenship with Israel?
Yeah.
No, just loyalties. Okay. But
no, I didn't know if it was like if you're dual, you have to go and fight.
No. I think maybe, but technically, any Jewish person has Israeli
dual citizenship. Yeah.
Well, Israeli citizenship.
You get very easy to get.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hey, what's up?
What is happening?
Hello, bro.
Hey, so I'm calling from Queens. I just heard the dude call in about the World's Fair alien thing.
It's the same guy.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy. Because when I was like 5 years old growing up, I used to have this dream
This is the same
that was guy. like I would whenever I would go and stay at my mom's house, I would have this dream where I was in one of those things.
Hey, I was from the same neighborhood you are. I've never had one of these dreams. Well, I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, two people have. What are you?
I think they're both
saying they're lying.
I think they're lying. Yeah.
They got molested by the same guy. There was a serial molester going on around in the
Maybe there's just like a sex predator going around. Yeah. So you had this exact same dream with the roof and everything, and you were above your home?
No, it wasn't above. It wasn't seeing above the home, but I was in one of those things, and I could see like cars driving around on the inside of it.
Of the world's
fair. And I had never seen those before. Like, I didn't grow up in New York. I grew up in Connecticut. And then
shout out Dirty Connecticut.
What's up?
Shout out Dirty Connecticut, the nasty cut.
Yeah. But yeah, when I heard that guy say that, I was like, holy shit. When I was like 5 years old, I used to have that dream of that same thing. I don't know if it.
I wonder
know,
if you guys are a similar age. That would be incredible if you guys. How old are you?
35.
Okay, well, he's hopefully listening. And maybe he can call back and let us know if he's the same age. Because if you guys are the same age, living in the same area,
maybe
having the same dream.
Maybe the aliens knew back. I was a Met fan. They you know like, what we can't
might,
do too much.
If you guys, it might honestly be too... What's that?
You've seen Men in Black as a movie.
So Men in Black, yeah.
Can we do a three-way call?
I don't know.
A three-way. Make sure we're not crazy.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, three-ways don't really happen anymore. You don't really, like, do that.
Three-way calls?
Or yeah.
I think I can. I don't remember.
I merge a three-way call.
Anonymous...
Yeah, actually, no, maybe I can't. I don't know who's calling now. All right.
Let's accept. Dude, they're scary.
All right. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
My name's Pierogi. I'm here to hack your data. You guys better watch the fuck out.
Hello.
Oh, man.
Hey, Danny, what's up?
What's up? You are on the bathhouse.
Thanks for answering.
Okay. Lemaire actually did that.
Dude, there's no problem. What's your
name?
Lemaire
has OCD. He can't let it go past two rings.
I know.
He's losing his mind over here.
I'm over here like...
Oh, we lost him. All right.
Goodbye, Anonymous.
Scared him away.
Man, I'm sorry. I wanted to hear his problems.
Anyways, yeah. So the Israel thing. You can... any Jew, it's called the right of return or something.
Yeah.
Law of return. And like you have to like prove some stuff. But
yeah, show you foreskin, non-foreskin.
You got to get some. letters.
Just picture my mom's pussy.
Letters and stuff. I don't know, but you can basically get Israeli citizenship.
It's
which
very
is weird because it's the
easy.
Only example of that in the world.
Is it illegal to call somebody back?
No.
Ooh.
Illegal to call somebody back.
I don't know. I just want to call somebody back. See if they'll pick up. I
mean, we can make prank phone calls if you want.
No, hello? I can't prank call.
Thanks for calling Bathhouse.
Hey, how's it going, guys? You guys are just talking about Taglit, right? To return and all that stuff.
Yep. This is my guy from Skankfest. Yeah. What's up, dog?
I've been putting that off for a while, and
I wouldn't do it now.
I was talking to somebody.
This is a bad time to visit the right.
There's, I guarantee you, I will know people who are like gonna go like. Born in Canada, America, who are going to go join the war.
They're going to go fight.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
People who are much more Jewish than I.
I'm so happy I have no allegiance to any country.
Yeah.
Oh, well, dude, not even America?
I'm Canadian.
Yeah, we're both Canadian.
Yeah, it's like, no, I got no allegiance to nobody, dude. If it starts popping off here, I'm going back to Canada. If it pops off there, I'm going wherever, Mexico, Germany, somewhere else. I'm like, fuck it, dude.
Yeah,
dude,
Germany's always been generally a safe haven.
I think it's like that's the place you least expect.
Germany's going They're going to have no electricity,
dude,
brother.
You know they're itching for a world war.
If there's a world war, Germany's not going to have electricity. Whoa. It'd be a bad place to go to.
Why is that?
Because all of their electricity is exported and they're allies with the people who don't control the electricity.
Mm.
Yeah,
way to come with facts.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
way to
brother.
Go.
Yeah, stay out of Canada, Germany. Stay in America. We're good here.
America will be fine.
We won't even lose, dude. We'll never lose.
Not so fast on that one. But
dude, we never
we
lost.
We never. In the major wars.
I was about to say, well,
so are you going to try and get your Israeli citizenship? Do you have to give up your American citizenship to get it?
No, you can have dual.
But I'm saying in this specific instance where you're like, you're not born there, you're like, you're trying to just get it via right of return. Like, I wonder if...
No, I know I know a comic who has dual citizenship. Oh, okay. She has here and there.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Sad that her home's probably gone right now. And her Israeli home is probably out of this. It's probably dead. It's like done. Dust.
So you're going to go fight or no?
I'm being really mean. I'm sorry.
It's okay. show has no rules.
Being so mean.
You're thinking of fighting? You actually have to hesitate? There's a... What scenario...
Yeah, where are you from, by the way?
I'm calling from Texas, man.
Oh, yeah. But, you're itching for a war.
But he's born in Russia.
But this guy has an AK-47 ready to go.
Yeah. he's Russian.
No, I am... Danny knows my position. I want both teams to have fun. Even in, like, the... But then again, I do have the Eastern world mindset that the Western doesn't have, that where it's like, yeah, these people, like the whole situation boiled down is Palestinians say we're oppressed or our violence is justified, and the Israelis say, well, their violence or our oppression of them is justified. It is just a shitty situation.
Yeah, it's a classic chicken or the
egg. Yeah.
What are your Eastern, Eastern values?
My Eastern values, when it comes to war, there is no such thing as civilians. I like the Western term collateral damage. There is no such
I don't like that, dude.
When it comes to war, no such thing as civilians.
That's against the Geneva Convention, brother.
That's a Skankfest fan right there. Yeah. Me and him hung out and talked to Skankfest.
I wanted to hear this guy talk. He was going to bring up hitting women in about 2 seconds. Yeah. He was.
You know, it's only how you show your love. You got to hit him with the backhand.
Biological warfare is still warfare. You're allowed to do it.
Is a Geneva Convention. They've outlined rules of war.
Yes.
Right? And then as long as you follow them,
I'm
then
pretty sure beheading babies ain't in it.
Allegedly.
Maybe they never got to that part. They put in the fine print.
Yeah. Hello. Thanks for calling Bathhouse.
Is this Danny?
This is Danny.
A girl. What the fuck
that's
are you doing here?
That's literally the answer every time. Like, this is the weirdest. Oh, my God.
Dude. Oh, hey, baby. What's up?
You're fucked up, eh?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How's it going? Thanks for calling the Bathhouse. Who are we speaking with?
Hey, so my name's Lindsay, and I hear all these guys talking about aliens.
Yep.
But I want to get your opinion on...
It's kind of hard to hear you. I don't know if you're maybe talking too close in the mic thing or something.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Maybe a little. All
right, so I want your opinion on this Bigfoot video going around on Twitter.
I didn't see any Bigfoot video.
Is it real?
Was it LaMare?
No. I haven't seen it, no.
Is that the one where they they go chase him, and he's like, I'm grabbing the gun, and they think they see him. It's like he's like really behind brush and shit.
No, it's like these people on a train in Colorado.
It's a Colorado thing. That's
And he's like,
can't be real. There's no way it's real.
And he's like,
that's a beef jerky commercial.
And he looks like
lady.
He sits down and take a shit or something. It's so weird.
Okay. Hey, what is the resolution of this video? Is it like grainy? Breaking. A couple in Colorado shared footage they captured. Okay, here it is right here.
Dude, if Bigfoot exists, I'm
okay, cooking. Here it is.
Oh my gosh.
You guys are watching
We're watching it right now.
Yeah. Live on the Bathhouse. They're on a train.
So it's like a phone recording from far away. I see it right there.
The Bigfoot or the first?
Where? Oh! This son of a bitch out there.
That might be one of the better videos. Because it's not like some crazy grainy video.
I saw it, but I didn't really see
it.
It's only at the beginning.
Dude, you see him like fucking, he's really just like,
but again,
it out
it's
there.
So easy to fake these things
and
now.
He like sits down. I'm like, why
yeah,
is
that
he
could be
down?
A, that
like,
could be a fake thing of like, yeah. Man, take a look that could be like a fucking NBA player that's bored. You know?
It's fucking Dwight Howard out there.
You know, it's preseason. Not really playing that much, you know?
It's a great workout.
It's probably Nikola Jokic just fucking bored.
Just running hills.
Yeah, he's just doing, he has to train for the season.
No, that's a suit. It's a blur. They got a blur on the video, like on the guy. It's
you
a
think
suit.
So?
It's totally a fur. Right. It's that Japanese guy who paid $9,000 for a dog suit. It's
the collie?
He's doing Bigfoot now.
Yeah, he's doing Bigfoot now, yeah.
Yeah, it is
hard. If you see a Bigfoot, you should be like There should just be guns in places like this just to shoot them.
I mean, that's the thing.
Amtrak paid for that guy to be there. you got to sign up for the train. It's majestic.
Exactly. Now people are going to start buying Amtrak tickets to try and catch a glimpse of this foot. There's a footy out there.
Love for Bigfoot to be alive. It's just like, why has nobody ever found a Bigfoot carcass?
Yeah, true.
Facts. Like, what are they burying them? Exactly.
What's more real, Bigfoot or Loch Ness Monster? Nothing.
Bigfoot. I could see the Loch Ness Monster being like a giant eel or something.
It was a whale's penis. I saw like an article that says it's just a whale's dick.
In a lake, though? Yeah, it's not going to be in a lake, though.
What?
A
so the whale goes like on it? Yeah, it's in a lake.
But also, you pretty like, quick, huh?
But I was going to say, like,
Snopes, bro.
But is a whale like on its back, Chris just Snopes. Floating around with his fucking dick in the air?
I mean, maybe he's having a good time out there.
Dude, if we find one Bigfoot, if one gets found, all the Bigfoot are going to be like, fuck, dude, because we're just going to start hunting those fuckers crazy. Yeah.
They probably got good fur.
Like, oh, hell yeah. Dude, imagine you have a Bigfoot jacket.
Oh, my God. If they're alive now, they're going to be extinct in 20 years.
We need to get rid of these motherfuckers.
Oh, they'll all be dead before I'm dead. I'll make sure of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not buying the Bigfoot one.
Bigfoot leather?
There's never any good videos, and there's no carcasses. Yeah. There have to be. Why would they're giant by nature. So you're like, why does not one hunter ever just happen upon?
Yeah, or is able to track them or anything.
Also, why would it be Colorado? Yeah. Wouldn't it be in like Eastern Europe?
In broad daylight.
No, Eastern Europe.
The mountains are pretty cold. You think a Bigfoot would run hot?
I don't even know. Does Bigfoot have certain conditions that it needs?
I thought it would be like in colder climates.
I figured it would just be like whatever a fucking bear does.
Yetis will be in colder climates.
Yeah. Well, Yeti and Bigfoot apparently they're like related.
They're cuzzos, bear, Sasquatch.
What's there? There's a swamp one too. There's
Swamp Thing. That's a different guy.
No, not
is that
Swamp
a comic
thing.
Book.
But there's
all right, guys. Let's stay on topic here.
There's a swamp-based Bigfoot that has a different name. Yeah. That like Louisiana has their own Bigfoot.
Your mom?
Bigfoot. Oh, unnecessary.
It's like some kind of ape or something. I don't know.
You know, I've heard about it.
Racist? No.
Hey, yeah. No,
we don't have racism.
Do not hang up on the girl, okay? Do not hang up on the girl.
Aw, go hang up on me.
Yeah, we have
annual female caller to the bathhouse. The only chick.
I mean, bathhouses are just a guy
thing. Yeah, I won't make it weird. Where are you from?
Anyway, so
where am I from?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big, I'm not believing of the Sasquatch.
No,
I don't even, I barely believe in aliens, dude. I don't even really
see believe
those, in aliens.
Those Peru aliens that
I
they had in Mexico.
The Mexican aliens.
The little small ones. And then they're like, it's just like bone fragments of some other animals.
Dude, if those were real, we will kick the fuck out of aliens.
Yes, dude.
We will destroy aliens in a fight. Oh, no wonder why they don't come here.
AKs, dude. There's no way an alien that small can beat an AK.
Dude, I'll punt that little fucker if you ever step to me.
I'm getting my AR-15 from Walmart and like, here's justice.
Do you buy AR-15s in Walmart?
You don't need to fucking have an AR-15 with that
what
thing.
What a country.
I'll kill that thing with a slingshot.
This is the greatest country. What a great country.
David and Goliath? And
all right. Thanks, caller.
Really?
Try to be less desperate, Chris. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hey-o. Rougarou is the Louisiana Bigfoot.
What's it called?
What's up, Lamar?
Rougarou.
Rougarou.
See, I fucking told you guys.
Rougarou.
That sounds very racist.
That's that damn Rougarou.
Hey, when are you coming to Skankfest?
I'll probably come next year. I had a weekend this year, so I couldn't go, but I'll be there next year.
All right, cool. I'll be working dorm. So, Danny, Lamar, it was great seeing you guys.
Yeah, it was good. Did we meet when you were there?
No, I was mainly working door. Oh, okay. So I was just real coy and just like, go ahead, Mr. Danny. Lemaire, you, sir.
Nobody called me Mr., so we definitely did not meet. I did not review. I was never referred to as Mr.
Dan. Rougarou.
Anyways, great. I love the show, guys. I'm going to hang up on myself. See you guys.
No, dude, you did a great job. No. What the hell?
I hung up on him.
Yeah, got him.
I think you beat him. I think you beat him.
You didn't quit. We fired you, you stupid bitch. Yeah, don't you dare try to pull that shit again.
Thank you for the Rougarou.
We're in control.
Yeah,
Rougarou's a better Baba Booey.
Do you have guns?
Yeah.
No, I want guns. But
you live in Texas, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to get guns?
You live in Texas?
Yeah, I'm moving to Texas. We're going to get a damn gun, dude. I got to get it. I'm getting a gun. I'm getting a pickup truck. I'm going to become a barbecue master.
Well, shit. Where in Texas are you moving?
Are you going to wear overalls?
I don't know. End of the year, hopefully. Yeah.
No, where?
Oh, Austin.
You're doing the Austin thing. Yeah, sick. Awesome.
Who's going to Austin? Everyone?
Yeah.
A lot of people. Yeah.
It's a gold rush, dude. I'm a prospect.
Dude, get out there with your little pan.
Yeah.
I'm looking for jokes.
Yeah. I'm trying to meet Joe Rogan.
All right, we got another call here.
Hello.
Hello. Next call in the bathhouse.
Yeah, I was just calling back. I was going to tell Lamar, you know.
I'm sorry Lamar hung up on you. That's
cool, but you're welcome. Yeah, it's fun. You know, I'm a fan of his. He's welcome to Texas. And I do say usually along with everyone else here in Texas that we full. Like, we don't need no more people, but you good people, man. You good people.
He's going to bring the fun.
Yeah. So glad he didn't say.
Just say it. Listen, you don't want liberals. Let's be real. Okay?
Dude, look at this fit. I don't fucking like that libtard shit. You think, I got my damn fanny.
You think he votes to the left? You out of your mind?
Is Houston a liberal city?
And then
a little bit. Houston?
Is Houston a liberal city?
I can't wait to go to Houston.
Aren't there a lot of gays down there?
I'm from Houston.
But is it a liberal city?
I live in the fact.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible, because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Oh, Texas, that's awesome.
Yeah, right? Oh, Austin.
Oh, I live in the homosexual, my bad. I live in the homosexual capital
of Texas? You live in the gay capital of
that's
Texas?
Houston. I guess that's Houston.
Damn, that's where all the gays are at. I sell mad tickets in Houston.
No, it's awesome. I grew up in Houston, but...
Joel Osteen's down low?
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh, down low gay. You mean secretly gay?
Because he's from the gay capital of Texas. Maybe he's down low, dude.
True.
Colin went to his church. He said it was the best thing.
Really?
It was super fun, yeah.
Really?
Good time. Colin went, like, he's like, it's basically in like an arena.
Yeah.
Like a 10,000 seater. Like he's like, there's only like 2,000 people.
Like when they intro Jordan,
so
he comes up.
Where Joe Osteen, he does his congregation. Before he, that was a church. That's where the Rockets used to play.
Yeah,
like that used to be.
Yeah, that was the
basket.
Yeah, it's old Rockets arena. Exactly.
That's so.
And then,
funny.
So, but it was so.
And now, 5'6" from Houston, Texas. He's the number one Jesus worshiper.
Dun, dun. He says, Colin said it was awesome though. He's like, it was so fun. He's like, you just they go.
I bet it's a blast. Yeah,
it's free. Like, he's like, there's literally no.
It's free.
One, it's. I mean, it's church. You can't charge people to go to church. Obviously,
I think they do some
tithings. Well, they want you to donate, obviously, but to actually get in, it's free. And he's like, there's literally zero security. He's like, you just walk in. Like, he's like, it was surprising.
You don't need
like,
security when Jesus is protecting you.
Dude, I bet
Hamas,
the babes
you heard about.
Hamas, get praying.
Yeah, dude.
If there's a hurricane, Joe Osteen ain't letting you into his church. And that's been proven.
Yeah, that's the one caveat to that. So is there actually any chance that you will go over to Israel and fight?
No.
No.
Are you Jewish?
So, Nah. But my dick ain't cut. So.
This guy's still pissed about 9/11.
No.
Is there any
excuse? Here's the thing. Like... I still
saw
the whole
job,
thing
brother.
Of like,
no.
there's questions about that. You ain't wrong, you ain't right. It's all dubious.
I will say, you go across America, it doesn't fucking matter where you go. You could be in Portland, Oregon. You could be in fucking Naples, Florida. If you go, yo, did Jeffrey Epstein kill himself? They'll be like, no, he fucking did that. Yeah. Conspiracy theories bind the entire country. Oh,
yeah. But they're so much fun.
They're so much fun. Everyone can agree the shadow government is poisoning the food supply. Everyone can agree with this shit.
That was one of the wildest things with when Trump was on Tucker Carlson, and then Trump's like, yeah, he's like, you know, Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. And you're like, huh.
Jeffrey Epstein killed himself?
Yeah, he just goes, he was
rich. Yeah, he said it.
He goes, he literally goes, he was rich and had everything taken away from him.
He cucked out a little bit, like it being like, I kind of want to get elected president. I can't piss
anybody off. And like Tucker Carlson was like, really? It's like, you think that? He's like, yeah, you know, he's like, he had everything. And then he was like in prison for the rest of his life. He's like, who wouldn't do that?
Dude, man, Trump fucking, they got him.
Yeah,
they got him, dude. No way, your boy.
Yeah, if I was raping kids, I'd kill myself, too.
Yeah, fair.
Probably.
Yeah, he wasn't raping, he was the supplier.
He's probably getting a taste.
Dude, he's fucking dipping
his hand in the batter. Yeah. he's fucking licking
this
the beaters.
This bitch 18, dude. I said 14.
Come on.
What are we getting at here?
Yeah, get the shit out of here.
So what I was trying to get at with the first call is, I mean, first off, yeah, both teams have fun. That's just me being funny. But I do believe everyone has a biological response given by God or any power or whatever the hell you believe in, that if you're getting shot at, you have every right to shoot back if you have the means.
We need to hold on that one right now. You think God gave you a biological response to be like, shoot a gun?
Whatever you believe in.
To shoot back. But
if you're being shot at and you have the means to shoot back, it should be innate in your human response.
Yeah, that's just like, you know,
fight or flight.
Fight or flight. But I don't think we're born with the ability to use a gun, is what I'm saying. Yeah. God wasn't.
Maybe
like,
not you, dude. But
yeah, dude, you're lucky I don't pull out my gun.
Hey, Chase, I love you Canadians, all the Canadian comics, Bird, hey, Danny, Ryan, all of them. Y'all good Canadians. Y'all welcome to stay.
Okay, we don't gotta fucking talk up Canada, okay?
This is the country where... Okay, so what I was trying to get at is, my favorite part about this, not like really favorite, but the intersectionality of people supporting sides that would hate them, like for instance, when the Ukraine stuff was popping off, I'm like, y'all Westerners don't want to know about the history of Ukraine and Nazis. Yeah. Y'all, I don't think the gays really want to support the Ukrainians.
Yeah.
And then now I'm seeing the queeros for Palestine. I'm like, bro, have you ever been shoved off a roof, tied to a chair in Gaza?
They call that foreplay.
Like,
it's like they're doing it the same way they did with the witches. If we push him off and he floats, he's gay. That's how it works.
Yeah. I feel like that's just a waste of a good chair.
No, there's a bed on the bottom. The chairs are safe.
Yeah.
Some people literally do lack actual sense of self.
It is kind of funny though. The left is going for Palestine. The left is so Palestine.
Yeah,
and the right's like, you guys are retarded. What's going on here?
No, I was saying to Ari just outside. I was like, when everybody's like, people are like, yeah, they chopped off 40 babies' heads, and then there's like all these people on Twitter who are like, no, they didn't. They killed 40 babies. They didn't chop their heads off.
Jesus Christ!
Like justifying it.
Where do you even get 40 babies, dude?
Hospital.
Oh, all right.
I don't know exactly, but.
Yeah, it's just interesting seeing that, like, what I was saying about the whole Eastern mentality versus Western mentality is you can't apply Western liberal values to conflicts happening literally on the other side of the world. Yeah. Like,
I wonder if people, because you know, like, American mercenaries went and fought for Ukraine? Are people going to go fight for
Robert, RFK Jr.'s son.
But, like, are people going to go do that for Hamas?
I don't know.
Like, are people going to be like, I'm going to go...
DOD already announced they're going to have, they're having two special operation forces from, like, one of them being the SEAL Team 6 people. Like, they're given, like, two divisions. Like, not two divisions. I don't know the, like, how many groups, but they're given, like, actual special operation forces to rescue American citizens.
No, I'm saying, but are U.S. Gaza. Are there going to be U.S. citizens in the same vein that they went and
they're
fought for Ukraine?
For Palestine.
They're
going
to go fight for Palestine as the underdogs.
We're about to get the Call of Duty nuke. Each
I mean,
gonna
it's
going to
be, it's going to be, it's going to be a problem because if they go, if there are U.S. citizens who go and do that,
I mean,
they will be marked by Interpol.
Oh yeah, they're defined
Interpol,
as a terrorist organization.
Definitively terrorists.
Yeah, like
definitively, hands down, terrorists.
I mean, you know what? I don't even know why I'm saying this. So Canada had a super famous case of this. This kid Omar Khadr, who went and fought for Afghanistan, like basically Afghanistan or like ISIS or something. But he was a kid. His dad took him. He was a kid. He threw a grenade at, I believe, a U.S. soldier or some sort of soldier. I don't know if he killed him, but he maybe like he fucked him up, killed him, was arrested, was like in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, we have one of those too.
Yeah.
America had one of those too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, but then, anyways, he got sent. So then he got released from Guantanamo Bay after like, you know, 15 years, got sent back to Canada. Then he sued the Canadian government for like him being tortured, for them like allowing him to be tortured, and he won a $10 million settlement.
Yo,
why is your country a bunch of cucks?
I don't know.
Yeah. Honestly, your country stinks,
dude. Oh, I let me tell you,
but you got nice weather.
You're fucking.
No, we don't.
Yeah, hopefully global warming changes that.
I mean, the Maple Leafs suck. Toronto Blue Jays stink.
Yeah. Blue Jays do stink.
You guys don't even have a good football league.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, the CFL is good football.
There's only
three downs.
Only three downs. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of action, and it's $5 to watch a game. So.
Dude, I don't think the CFL can beat the AFL.
No, I don't think so.
The USFL beats the shit out of the CFL.
I would honestly like to see that. I don't know about that.
But
the
playing
flag
Canadian
football
rules?
American team beats the shit out of the Canadian football team.
You know, you guys don't allow Rogaine or some shit like that in the country?
We don't have Rogaine?
Oh, there's a bunch of shit we don't allow. Yeah.
You guys,
I remember Brain is different in Canada.
The
like
Lingerie Football League. Any
I don't
team.
Know if it's this country or Canada, but either America or Canada, Kinder eggs are banned.
You know, it's America. America.
Yeah,
Kinder
so you guys don't
What's Kinder eggs?
Yeah, exactly, you fucking fuck.
Dude, oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to get her hair back. Well, what the hell, a Kinder egg?
It's gay. It's filled with
we
cream.
Allow hair in this country.
It's so we allow hair in this country.
Well, having no hair is actually a sign of high testosterone. So,
yeah, we're just fucking too tested.
No, you don't know Kinder eggs are?
Yeah, you guys are all like hair, though. Kinder, so you guys don't have any.
You know about Kinder Surprise or whatever?
No.
You know, like the Kinder chocolates? You know, they're like.
It's like an egg.
It's like an egg, and there's a toy in it. So it's like a.
Are you trying to kill kids with the eggs?
that's exactly what's been happening.
Honestly, Jesus.
Well, you think America would be like, let the kids decide if they're
going to
die
or not? We know our kids are stupid and they can't eat. They eat
the
toy.
Yeah. In Canada, we got smart enough kids. They know not to eat the toy.
They just make the toy, and they're the worst toys.
Yeah, yeah. You
they're
get
like
a puzzle.
If you ever want to be disappointed, you get one of these fucking crappy chocolate eggs. You go, there's a lot of chocolate. And you go, it's actually no chocolate, and then a crappy toy.
Do you guys get like Hasbro figures or no?
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
In Canada?
I'm just checking, dude. I don't know what it's
He-Man
like up there.
I didn't know you had Canadian Thanksgiving until I met Pavone.
Yeah, that just happened.
No idea. Yeah.
Jews don't celebrate it for some reason.
And then Pavone came over to my family's house for Thanksgiving, and he told them that it's in October.
Yeah.
And my aunt goes, oh, that's smart. Break it up a little bit with the families. My aunt goes, back to back's too much here. It's too much in this country.
It is, actually. Yeah. Now that I like live here, and then you literally hear people who are like, I'm doing Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
it's
like a month. I mean, you haven't seen them all year long, and you get banged back to back.
Yeah,
our systems are made for separated parents, divorces. You know, you get one or the other.
Yeah,
that is a good point, actually.
Well, I just think you get in an argument on Thanksgiving, it's going to carry over.
Yeah,
that extra month, you could cool off a little bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's still nice outside. You go for a walk,
dude. If I get in some shit with you on Thanksgiving. I'm not only cooking, I'm coming up with new arguments.
You're bringing facts.
I'd be like, and in my Christmas. Research, you're a fucking idiot and you're ugly and shit.
But in my family, it's Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, Christmas.
So
you get back-to-back days.
When we were in third grade, I remember you fucking pushing me in dirt.
Yeah.
You always been a shit.
For me, it was my Republican uncles going against my one liberal aunt. Yeah. And I'll say, though, she fucking backed it up. She went toe-to-toe with the two fucking Republican uncles. Yeah.
Nice. That's good shit. That's just you're just eating it. You're
what was Columbus Day like? Are you guys big Columbus Day guys?
No. We all from school.
That's
about
honest,
it. No. We call it Columbus Day though. We're not fucking cucks.
Yeah, you're not.
We're not indigenous people. not indigenous people.
Well,
then.
I just feel like the Italians are the ones who are getting harmed the most with the Columbus Day rhetoric.
Mm. We don't even really know. Italians only really we accept him, but like whatever.
Columbus deserves more respect.
No, it's more like custom.
Oh, okay. I thought the Italians, when they were like taking away their fucking...
No, you take away Christmas, we have a big problem.
Yeah, but that's a lot of people.
Christmas Eve is a big deal for the Italians.
What's up?
We do the seven fishes.
Seven different types of fish?
Yeah, we do seven types of fish.
Seven,
yeah.
Like... Different species of fish? Like seven different like types
seven
of fish?
Seven different smells or of fish.
Or fish seven ways.
It's actually a fucking whore. She picks seven different... She opens up a vagina and goes, hey!
No, this is actually our actual question.
No, there's seven different fishes. There's like, shrimp. Shrimp. My family, since my grandma died, like they've been fucking rest slowing it down peace. A little bit.
Yeah.
It's like 20 years ago.
Forget.
Yeah, but so like she was hardcore with it.
Yeah.
But now like my aunts, they're slowing down. We get like four fishes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We kind of combine a little bit. They're slowing down.
It's all different kinds of shrimp. Seven.
I don't know. I have no idea, to be honest with you.
But that's an Italian thing.
It's an Italian thing.
I've never heard of
that before. It's actually a great meal, though.
I bet.
It's the best.
But it doesn't have to be a fish, just any seafood, because you said shrimp.
No, you do like shrimp, scallops, mussels, clams.
So far, not a fish.
Yeah, not a fish in sight.
Listen, to the Italians,
we're currently 0 for 4.
It's in the water. It's a fish, okay? I'll fucking cook a mermaid up. It's a fish.
Manatee.
That's so funny. They're not even any fish.
Yeah, whale. Crab.
Dude, I was watching a YouTube video.
There's actually no fishes. Actually, there's no flounder. There's no fluke. There's nothing like that.
Fucking salmon? Loch Ness.
No salmon.
A branzino?
Salmon's good, dude. Bro.
We don't have it salmon, though.
What the hell?
But then we have pasta to start off.
Took a cow and drowned it in the fish? Ocean.
This with the mussels.
The mussels.
So you have a seven fish, now four fish.
Oh, we have lobster?
Not a fish. Yes. All the shellfish, I guess.
Yeah.
Why are you fucking breaking down my customs here?
I don't know.
You know?
I'm just
bullshit.
Interesting that they're all the ones that the Jews can't eat.
Yeah, it's very anti-Jew.
Oh, no. Jews and Italians are very close, but, you know, a little different.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you guys close? You guys
balanced? They say they're like the Jews and Italians are very close in like the way they act.
Yeah, there was about a whole country in between them.
Maybe more than one whole country, but... Something like that. All right. Look at that. I was just going to say the phone lines are open, and then someone called.
Anonymous.
Did I not hit it? All right. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hey, Danny.
Hey.
Thanks for answering. I called earlier. I wasn't expecting you to answer, so I wasn't ready for my question. But this might seem like kind of a dated question. Does that make sense?
Okay.
For comedians... Do you guys actually think the Chris Rock Will Smith slap was real? Because it seemed like the fakest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was for sure real.
Yeah. Yeah, 100% real.
It's pretty real to me, yeah.
Yeah, like it was live television. It was like loud.
First of all, comics wouldn't go through that much effort to do a joke like that.
No.
He wouldn't, not at the Oscars.
But that's not the right venue for that.
Also, that's kind of hack to do a fake slap.
Yeah.
That's kind of a hacky thing to do.
Did that happen this year?
No, that was last year.
It seems like the fakest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Honestly, you would think that it would be fake just because it's so unbelievable.
Yeah.
But it was for sure real.
I think what has happened there is Jada Pinkett Smith is like some weird succubus creature that has like worked her way into Will Smith's mind and
she's
body
sucking
and life.
His happiness, dude.
Oh, dude, she is a horrible. But I was also thinking it's a little bit his fault because he's nuts to think that a chick who is dating Tupac he could handle.
Yeah.
And for him to think he's fucking like happy-go-lucky guy, she's dating a guy who killed people.
No, he didn't.
I thought Tupac shot some people.
No, Tupac's phony. That's a Canadian dude. That's a Canadian.
Although, you know, they just found his killer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tupac's killer. And then apparently Tupac's killer said that Diddy put him up to it.
Oh, really?
That's bullshit, though.
Apparently that's what he's saying. Diddy paid him $1 million to kill. And the guys, I didn't even realize, the guy's been saying for literally the last 10 years that basically, like, he killed them, killed Tupac, and then they just, like, didn't charge him. But they actually
put charges. Where's his proof?
No. They have him, like, I think pretty dead to rights. Like,
oh, okay.
He's like, I saw all these interviews where he's like, yeah, I was in the car when Tupac got shot. And then they're like, well, who else was in the car? And it was like two other people. And then I guess they just figured it out. You're like, okay, well, it must have been you. But they pressed charges when we were during Skankfest, actually, because it was in Vegas when it happened.
Mm.
And then now apparently he's saying that Diddy put him up to it.
Who pressed charges?
No, the police. The police are like, it's a cold case. It's like a murder. So they're just like, we found the person who murdered
Tupac. Has it been 20, Oh, there's no
statute. No statute of limitations on murder.
I just put on a Chris D'Elia pedophile face.
God damn.
That was a classic face. But anyways, yeah, I do believe that that was real. I don't think that was fake. But yeah, it seems like I know why you would think that.
I'm not calling out Tupac's gangster. I'm sorry.
No, we're talking about the Chris Rock thing.
Yeah.
No, but Jada Pinkett Smith is just, if you have someone that horrible in your life, that close to you, she's just like chipping away at your sanity, you'll go insane. You'll do some crazy shit publicly. That's just what happens.
The funniest, he left.
Yeah,
yeah,
he left when it first happened. Guy,
and he looked at her and was like, "Uh-oh, I'm gonna have to deal with this later."
She's probably being like, "You're not a man."
Yeah. The shit she probably says to him in private is
that's
like,
"That's why I fuck you. That's why I fuck your son's friends. You're not a man, dude." Yeah.
She's like, "Get up there and protect me."
I would have killed her a long time ago. Oh, I would have for sure. I would have snapped.
Can you imagine? He's got a Ray Donovan too. He's that famous where he has a Ray Donovan clean everything up.
Yeah.
What was that?
He's in Scientology too.
Oh, is he?
No. Can you imagine the pussy that Will Smith has gotten since he was like 1990 when Fresh Prince of Bel-Air debuted?
I mean, he's one of the most famous people on planet Earth.
Not having.
See, there's a difference though when you love somebody and then they don't love you back and you're fighting for that love your whole life. That's what it really comes down to.
I feel like Jada's ruining.
I don't know.
I feel like Jada's ruining.
Know,
this
is speculating.
I don't know.
Jada's ruining his future pussy prospects.
He'll
be fine.
Her entire existence is just feeding off of him. Mm-hmm. Everything, like she just posted a thing recently where it's like, she said something where she's like, "We've been separated for 7 years," and it's like, or your whole life is just feeding off of this man.
And then they also do the reveal of like him banging his. She told him that he had banging my son's friend, like on camera. It's like.
What
you have a
the
little class
fuck?
And just not have the whole world know this?
And also, are you disgusted with yourself that you were fucking your son's friend? Aren't you like a bit ashamed?
Oh, no,
like,
I'd kind of want to fuck some of my son's friends.
Touché.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I would love to fuck some of my friend's moms.
There you go.
But I'm not going to talk about it on TV.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
I'm not going to have a whole internet show about it.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Anything else?
No, not at the moment.
Well, then you get hung up on.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I don't know. Will Smith.
It's weird that he's so much more famous than she is, but she kind of owns him.
That's fucked.
That's the weird part about it.
You probably can't a story let a poisonous person get too close in your life.
Didn't he start doing like social media in like 2016 too? Like when he started being like, "Yo, I need to get out. I need to stop being so private."
Maybe, yeah.
He did that?
Yeah.
That also could be his agents being like, you have to get a little more presence.
That's so weird, though, because, like, the goal of being, like doing stuff is, like, once you reach a level of fame, you don't have to do social media.
Well, did you ever see that video?
Like there's, like, a level where you're like, I don't have to do any of this shit.
There's that video of him where Jada's filming him, and she goes, she's saying some shit, and he's like, "Can you not film me right now?"
Yeah.
And she keeps filming him, and he goes, "Listen, social media is my bread and butter. Mm-hmm. I need you to not film me right now." And she's like, "Listen to this. Listen to what I have to put up with." And he's being like, "Bitch, this is the money. You're fucking with the money, dude." But the amount of money he probably makes off of social is fucking
crazy.
Must
make like 500. Like someone, I think it was The Rock, someone was saying like he makes like $1 million a post. Or
something. It's like, so you got to think about like how much that's driving in. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I can't speak to his financial situation. You'd think someone like that would be pretty.
It'd be nice to have someone to just do your social media for you.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
be like, "I'm so famous. Just, you know, I'll just send a video, put it up." Please.
I mean, that's lots of people do that.
Yeah.
If The Rock's making
it's nice though.
If The Rock's making $1 million a post, that's why he puts his big steroided head on the fucking camera all the time.
Yeah.
He's like, "Hello."
I mean, I think he got for his tequila business. I think he got like, I think his stake in his tequila business is worth like close to $1 billion.
Really?
Dude, Ryan Reynolds just sold his Avion gin for like $600 million or something like that.
Oh, I've never even heard or seen someone reference or drink that gin. Like at least like what is it? Casamigos. Like you're like that shit's everywhere.
Yeah. Clooney sold
Casamigos.
For $1 billion.
That's why everyone started doing it.
Yeah.
Because Clooney did it and then everyone's like, "Oh, there's money in this bullshit."
Yeah, and then he gave every one of his friends like $1 million cash and everyone's like, "I want to be friends with George Clooney."
Yeah. There's gold.
Yeah, there's gold in these hills.
Gilly, how you doing, man?
Hello.
What's up, Gilly? Long time. Gilly.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, dude? I've been watching this whole time. It's just I haven't had the chance to call in.
It's all good.
I got a couple questions for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
First question is, so I guess we're done with Ukraine, right?
Seems like it. Unless a full-blown world war starts, and then it just might be one of the fronts, which is very possible. Like, especially if China goes after Taiwan, and then this is basically a three-front war, which is...
Yeah, this is, like, the perfect time. They're like, okay, so I guess the U.S. just finished giving all their shit to Ukraine, and then now they're going to give all their shit to fucking Israel, and then now... Let's go for Taiwan.
Well, Israel doesn't need as much as Ukraine does.
I mean, the problem, it's not even that. It's not even like the let's go for Taiwan. It's like China would invade Taiwan because they're like, surely United States can't spread themselves that thin. So United States might have to make some choices. Much. And like, you ever play Risk?
I also did hear
it's
that.
It's honestly like Risk where you're like, look, you're like, okay, they're weak here. Like, we're going to take Taiwan because like nobody can really.
Hear though, like China won't invade Taiwan because like the world would just shut off everything to China and they'll be fucked. I've heard that.
What would be fucked? How would China be fucked? They make everything.
This is what I heard on TikTok.
They're the one making everything.
That's what TikTok tells me.
China only produces goods. They produce goods and CO2.
Yeah, but they can get like natural resources, like, you know, they can get oil from Middle East, like
Russia.
For a fact.
Russia, there you go. So fucking it's like bricks, the bricks or whatever, right? So like they're fine. They would be fine. There would be issues with like getting shut off from the West, but like they would be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, like stealing IP. That's about it.
That's all they do.
Yeah, they're looking at all my jerk off material, man. Dude, I'm giving it to them crazy.
Exactly. There's a little Asian dude doing the same thing wearing that same shirt.
There's literally an episode of The Bathhouse happening in Beijing right now
where they're watching
it, and it's just like us, just versions of us, and they're just.
They're just ching-chonging like crazy on there.
They got a lesbian-looking scopa?
Exactly.
Crazy.
Chinese scopa-san.
Oh,
that's Japanese. Sorry.
Second question. Are you... This is like a technical question. For your phone that you're using to hang up on people, is it wirelessly connected to the soundboard or physically
it's connected? It's Bluetooth. It's just connected. We have a Rodecaster too.
He's trying to hack. Don't give him that information.
That's fine.
It's
a Rodecaster too, and then I just have like an old iPhone that it runs off of, and it's just through Zoom.
Watch out, Johnny. The color's about to change.
Yeah. Oh, he can make the color change.
Oh, damn it.
But, it's just a Rodecaster hooked up Bluetooth.
Okay, do you guys want a physical button? If I could get one?
I did want a big red button. If you want to talk, if you have an idea of how this works, because I don't know. Here's the thing, okay? Because I actually have been thinking about getting a big physical red button. It would be great for production value. But how would you make a physical red button where you press the button and then it would hit the hang-up button on the phone because the phone is a touch screen. So I don't know how you would cue that up so that it would hit the hang-up button. But if you could, that'd be awesome.
I could probably make it happen.
Dude, DM me wherever.
I'll DM you on
Twitter. No! Gilly, I'm sorry. I didn't do that.
I'm sorry, dude. I like evil. I like chaos.
All right. Sorry, Gilly.
Am I going to be the only guy hanging up?
What?
Am I going to be the only guy hanging up on people?
No, I don't know.
What the hell?
You're drunk with power, Lamar.
It's so much fun.
I needed that to happen. I was waiting for it. I couldn't take it anymore.
All right. Anyways, Gilly, hit me up. What's up, caller? Who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Ray from San Diego.
Ray
San Diego.
From Diego. What's up, dude?
What's up, Black Matrix? How are you?
Is that me?
That sounds like that would have been to you.
So yeah. You're talking to Chain?
Lemaire.
Is that your nickname? Black Matrix?
I'm a huge fan. Lemaire. Yeah, Black Matrix. but also, shout out Chris Scopo. But also, shout out Scopo, Bait Ruiners, Scopo. Shout out him.
Shout out me.
Che, right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Che Durena.
Yeah, the most famous person on this podcast. That's Che, yeah.
He knows me
and Lemaire, but Che, is that Che?
That's
crazy.
Dude, enjoy it.
Enjoy it. This guy's a weird dude, okay? He's a weird guy if he knows me, okay? This guy's all over fucking Instagram and TikTok, but he is me and Lemaire. I'm fucking with you. Sorry. I need you as a fan.
All right. So did you guys see the video of the Malaysia flight disappearance?
They got the one video of those?
With the three.
Yeah, the alien things. That's gotta be fake.
It looks so legit. It looks like it's actual like a satellite footage, and then they have there was a drone that was like a couple like miles behind it, and there's like three orbs orbiting it, and then it just flashes out of the fucking sun.
This came out like 3 months ago. I was all about this when this happened. I was like, in my head, I was like, they definitely aliens took it, but it looked kind of fake though. The way it circles.
If you look, it circles the plane, right? Yeah.
It's circling for 10 seconds. It circles, and all of a sudden the plane just goes disappears.
Yeah, I mean the thing is CGI is like
type in the confessionals. It's a podcast.
I don't know if this is going to be the type of podcast where we're just watching another podcast, but.
I mean,
I'm not saying for you guys to watch it right now. I'm just saying for everybody to like type in the confessionals. They just did a podcast on it with some guy.
They
address all of that. They address all of that, but the video is insane.
It looks out of like a movie. I want it to be aliens, man.
The guy that's on the confessionals, he doesn't even think it's aliens. He thinks it's us.
Oh, with just some high tech shit and just took it down. Because you know that.
Yeah.
Weren't there like a patent or something like that?
There was like the best AIDS research people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all superconductor related.
Superconductors.
That sounds like corporations to me.
That's it right there, Johnny?
Let's see.
It's nuts.
It's all blue?
Dude, check out the video. Watch the video on the thing. It's nuts, dude. It looks like out of a fucking movie. It's insane.
Nah, that could be fake, dude.
Oh, and then the three things are just flying around it. All right.
And then it just bleeps out.
Oh.
Still following.
Okay.
And there's two videos.
It looks like a fucking video game from the 80s.
Yeah. Is it going now?
That looks like the fakest thing I've ever fucking seen. No way. Johnny says it's been debunked.
Even from a distance, that looks like the fakest thing I've ever seen. Dude, watch
the confessionals. You would love it, Danny.
I'll check it out.
If I was the U.S. government, I would send out the debunk people that go like, yeah, it's debunked.
It wasn't even the U.S. government, though. That was a Malaysia flight.
But they're saying the U.S. government sent out the orbs to take down the plane because we got the patent people on board, and they were like, we don't want to cure AIDS.
They sent it to the island.
I don't think it was AIDS. It was something else.
Was it something else?
I think it was something else. They're saying that they sent it
to some island over there in like the south of India. There's like a bunch of atolls down there. Oh. And there's a big base on one of those, on the main atoll. There's a big base there.
What were they doing? Why did they send them over there?
All
right. Well, I'm done, dude. No more aliens. What the hell?
All right. Well, Gilly's back. Hopefully you don't hang up on him again.
Gilly, you better fucking get it together.
Gilly, you did nothing wrong.
Yeah, dude.
So, Gilly, let's talk about
real
this.
Real quick before.
So this button, Gilly.
Real quick before Black Lev hangs up on me again.
Oh!
That's funny.
Hey, Gilly. Gilly, I know Danny's Jewish, but it's not B&H.
Local reference. Very funny, though.
I respect it, Gilly. I'm sorry, okay?
Yeah, yeah. But anyways, if you can make me this button, I actually probably spent like 2 or 3 hours trying to figure out how this might be possible. But I'm like, because the thing is, the way that a phone works is through like electromagnetic like contact. So I'm like, I have no idea how you do that. I don't know.
Couldn't you?
Do you have another port on that mic thing right there?
The mic? No. Like this thing right here, this is just for headphones, but this is wireless. It would literally have to somehow a button that would press a button on a touchscreen.
You could have like a little press down on the inside.
That's what I was thinking. You would have to like go over top of it, and then but you're like the problem is like if it was metal, like ever you know when like gloves, you need those special gloves, to touch your phone. Otherwise, it won't work.
Is that one of the iPhones with a headphone jack?
Yeah. No headphone jack. No headphone jack. It's got a lightning.
Dude, if you push a button, it's a Bluetooth receiver. You push a button, it just sends the hang up code.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just connected by Bluetooth or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I guess. Actually, you know what? Johnny just makes it because if you plugged in, it's the button that hangs up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yes, Johnny's right. Yeah. So the headphones that come with the thing, they have the little button on here, and it would do if you just press that.
You guys are cavemen.
Whoa! Easy. You didn't like the black left thing. Just say it, okay? Fine.
No, dude.
What's up, guys?
Yo,
Smirk the jerk calling back again.
What's up, dude?
Was wondering if Joe show up again next year at Skankfest.
DeRosa?
Yamala. Joe's Yamala.
Damn.
Got him.
Yeesh.
And he kind of fumbled it, though. It goes, Joe DeRosa, and he goes, your mother, Joe Yamala.
The pressure got to him.
He tripped. Yeah.
He's on the phone with four guys. It's tough.
He did it, though, dude.
Yeah.
That was sick. I like that. That's good the type stuff. Of calls we need, dude.
Yeah, I'm looking at the chat right now. I guess it can be done. I guess I'm just like some Luddite who doesn't know what the fuck's going on, but I guess it can be done. All right, Gilly. Whip me up a button. We want a big ass fucking red button.
I see what the chat's saying. What's going on?
Yeah, hang up not... on people.
Yeah.
Fucking tell them to fuck
off. Dude, if we
off.
Could pick up on people. Well, the problem is we wouldn't be able to pick up because there's three options on
there.
Yeah,
you would
need. There's like send a voicemail, like hang up.
You should like the
but the hang
over.
Up we can do.
You should get a green button that does the hold and accept or accept an end call.
Yeah.
Green button, red button.
No, we're asking a lot.
It's not that hard, dude.
I don't know.
We can get it set up. Yeah. It has to be doable.
It's so easy.
We just watched.
You like build your own computers or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say. You probably have one of those computers that's like has water and like the lights
inside
of it. No,
I wish.
It
fucking sucks, but I wish. Dude.
Like that liquid cooling type shit. Yeah. I think I got liquid cooling
you
in mine.
You can't do liquid cooling because it leaks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's better.
You're
going to
be
fans.
A black man building your own computer in Austin? You're a rarity out there.
They got micro centers.
They're going to look at you like an alien. Like, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah, I'm gonna be glasses.
What are micro centers?
It's just a it's like a B&H.
Oh,
it's just B&H. It's more nerdy though.
Oh, okay, there. Yeah. All right. We're gonna have to actually wrap this up pretty shortly.
Oh, no.
I imagine they're gonna be kicking us out of here. We get kicked out of here right around.
Yeah.
Soon.
Was that fun though?
It was what fun?
The podcast. Did you guys have fun?
Oh, yeah.
I know it's not fun.
I was like, what?
That was such a comic fucking I have no confidence. Yeah. Is it fun? We have a good time out here? Yeah.
Did people...
What? Did you like me?
Did people like that? Or?
Yeah, I'm sorry I was so mean to you guys, but fucking... I'm not trying to talk about aliens. Come on. I'm scared of life already.
What do you want to end up on?
Yeah, what do you think about Israel-Palestine?
I thought we'd talk about babes.
Babes? Yeah. Talking about girlies?
I'd love to talk about a babe, dude.
Yeah. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
I hope she's not listening.
Can't imagine she'd love this if she was watching. But
she's cool. I just still love babe talk.
Is she going to move to Austin?
Who's your top babe right now?
Top babe right now? My always and forever top is Megan Good.
Who's Megan
always
Good?
Always from Cousin Skeeter.
You don't know Megan Good?
No. You ever see Shazam?
So hot.
Shazam,
I know this is the
Cousin
weirdest
Skeeter.
One. Shazam.
Show us Megan Good. Someone bring
she's
up Megan
Shazam?
Good.
She's in Shazam?
She's in Shazam.
All right, we're going to call.
Oh, all right, let's take the new Shazam.
Yeah,
she is.
Yeah.
Let's take the last call of the night. Is that about a Jewish action hero? Not buying it. All right, last call of the night. Thanks for calling the bathhouse. Who are we speaking with?
Quick. E from Seattle. I just saw Ryan Long in Tacoma, and it was great. And I have a quick question for you about etiquette at stand-up shows.
Okay,
Ryan Long is right in the building.
One of someone was just at the Tacoma show.
Somebody has a question about you.
Go ahead. He has a question about etiquette at the shows. Go ahead.
Oh shit! Wait, did you say Ryan's there? Okay.
Well, dude.
It doesn't really matter. Just in general for comedy.
He heard us when he ran out.
Dude, he folded right. So hard. Dude, this is your chance.
Anyways, that's a question at the etiquette at the shows.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want people in the audience to be like talking amongst each other, giving their reactions? You know,
just jokes laugh.
No, you just want people laughing. There's like a weird thing now because of like the crowd work culture.
No.
And clips and, and clips and stuff.
Yeah, we don't need a play-by-play of my joke.
Like, it's so funny because like forever in comedy, like it was this thing where someone would heckle and then after the show they'd come up to you and they're like, you'd be like, fuck you. And they'd be like, I was just helping the show. And you're like, you're not helping. And then now they're like, yeah, they're kind of helping.
It is the fucking thing. Like, I don't know what movie this is, but it's like some dude slaps someone. I think it's Pirates of the Caribbean. The Nutty
Professor. Oh, no.
I think it's Pirates of the Caribbean. It's fucking, what's her name? Keira Knightley?
Yes.
She says something, and a dude slaps her in the face and goes, speak when spoken to. That is how you should act at comedy shows.
Yeah.
You either laugh if you want to talk. It's when the fucking comic talks to you, or you get slapped in the fucking mouth, okay?
That's a good rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you guys see it? Not
but noted.
Don't talk. Like, don't be like, that's a funny joke. I like that joke. Don't do that after the joke.
Yeah. No, that's
also, it's like you're agreeing.
There was
saying
this
joke
who was in comedy college, you know, on a date at the same table as me. She was doing that every single joke, and eventually she just dragged the guy out because I think she was pissed at me because I wasn't like talking to them. This is why I'm asking.
No, yeah.
No,
them.
You want to, like, again, there's still an element too. Like, if you've ever been to like a movie theater, you're like, you're bothering other people who are just trying to watch.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. They're trying to watch, and you're just, like, talking the whole time, and they're just, like, you're just bugging them. So.
I saw a new thing I'd never seen a crowd work do. It was Steph Till Left. She posted a clip.
Oh, that was amazing.
That was so crazy.
Good. That was so good. Funny when she came back.
Yeah. You fucking pussy.
I love Steph. She's a psychopath.
She's so good.
Yeah, that was
another
awesome.
Canadian gem, man.
Yeah. She's Canadian?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
dude.
She's a Canadian.
We're taking
she's
all
Canadian.
Your fucking spots.
She's
all
Canadian
your
through and through.
Dude.
God damn it.
Yeah, you guys ain't gonna have no fucking spots when we're done with you guys.
No.
There's four of you in the country. Relax.
But yeah, anyways, yeah. So that's just ideally you just keep it quiet. Yeah. He hung up. All right.
Goodbye, dude.
All right. We're gonna let's pick up. We'll pick up the calls as long as they're rolling in and we don't get kicked out of here. Hello. All right.
We're gonna help.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey guys. Dude, I just watched one man hang up on me. Not a big fan of that, Lamizi.
Sorry, dude.
He's not a fan of that.
Man. I'm sorry. Bro. My bad. I was trying to hang up on him again.
Not pumped.
You got any, Lemire, you got any inside info when tires might, or are they trying to sell it?
I don't know.
When tires might come out, or are they trying to sell it?
Dude, I'm not even there. I'm not involved.
In tires?
Yeah. It's Gilla shit.
Oh, okay. All right. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hey, guys. Lemire, you're asking about some, you know, what are some hot babes? I just want to say,
oh,
with
yeah,
your clean shave, you look like a goddamn sexy Aaron Neville.
You do look like a bit like Aaron Neville. Yeah,
thank you, like it, dude. I'll take that, dude. Clean shave.
I got to look at this.
Actually, Danny, if you shave, you could be a Linda Ronstadt.
Ooh.
Ugh. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, you got some nice eyes, dude. I don't know if I've ever told you that.
Yeah.
You have not. Keep that shit to yourself.
Well, here's my question. Danny, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I called in a week or 2 weeks ago, whenever. I heard you said that you were placing a bet for them to win the Super Bowl. What do you think now with Taylor Swift coming into play? Is that going to impact?
I don't remember. Did I say I was betting on? I didn't actually bet on the. I don't know.
I wouldn't bet on back-to-back Super Bowls. Don't happen anymore.
No, I would. I mean, you never know. They're probably like.
I think they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
They'll go deep.
They're going to lose to the Lions. The
Niners are going to roll everybody.
Okay, I don't know.
Niners
I
think the
Chiefs
get
sports involved, guys. Let's get a little hetero in here, huh?
I think it's going to get. It's rigged. I think that game against the Jets was rigged. I think they didn't do that call because T Swift is there. They know as long as they keep her in there, it's going to keep all the fans and more money rolling in.
Is that how powerful she is? That she's
oh, dude, she's bringing in so much more.
Plus all that Pfizer money.
All that Pfizer money coming
Mr.
in.
Pfizer.
Dude, we already saw that call that happened at the Rams game where they fucking kicked the field goal because Vegas called. It's getting more and more rigged in the fucking NFL and it's going to get shittier and shittier until people get unruly and they fucking tear the country
apart.
Well,
who's fucking no one's rigging the game for the Giants, I'll tell you that.
No.
Is it fair to say that Taylor Swift, the NFL, and Pfizer working together gave everyone bad blood? All right.
He's got to stay. He got to stay.
Absolutely. I think now
he stays on the show with us.
I know. You win.
And we just sit in your shame.
Buddy, you have no idea. We just saved your life. Dude. Lamar fucked up here.
That's like shooting at someone and missing.
He literally missed.
He came too early. That's what happened.
Yeah.
You have one bullet in your gun. You go, Kong, and you miss. You go, no, dude. This is awkward
yeah,
now.
This is terribly awkward.
Please don't shoot back.
I don't know. I don't know who's going to win the Super Bowl. I didn't bet on them, though. But the Chiefs are good. They're, what, 4-1?
Detroit Lions are winning the Super Bowl this year.
Detroit Lions are not winning fucking jack
shit. Dude, I've been saying this for 20 years, ever since me and my cousin bought Madden 2004 with Michael Vick on the cover, and we simulated seasons until the Lions won the Super Bowl. It was 2024. And that's when it's going to happen.
My friend Reed has been like a Lions fan for some reason ever since we were like kids.
Barry Sanders, brother.
Barry Sanders, yeah, exactly. Barry Sanders, he was one of my favorite players when I was a kid. But they're not winning. They're
just, winning,
it's
dude.
It's not happening.
The Niners are winning the Super Bowl. Like
maybe. The Niners win. They're like, so seem like they're there every year.
Purdy can't take them,
they're
dude.
They're so good.
Yeah.
Purdy ain't got it.
You don't think he has it?
You an Eagles fan?
No. Well, no.
I like the Dolphins to win.
It's a hard
just
answer,
dude. That'd be a good party. It's a good party.
Yeah.
For what?
If the Dolphins win, go down to Miami and party. Yeah. That's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Eagles have a good party too.
Yeah. We take over dude. The street.
Yeah. People eat shit. Yeah.
Dude, that was when
climb grease poles.
I was pissed when they lost because I was like, "That's what I want the Eagles to win." Just
you
so
want
I can,
the chaos,
just so I can see. Yeah, man, eat horse shit on the street and like people. I don't know, like it looked. The closest we've ever gotten to Mad Max. Yeah. That was like it was the breeding ground for.
Well, those would be the people in Mad Max. Oh, yeah, for sure. Those fucking scumbags,
birds fans.
All right, let's take this call and then we're gonna wrap it up first here. Sure. Later caller. Hello, let's call in the bathhouse. I think.
I just want to say from Canada to Lemaire there. Lions are gonna happen again. 0-16.
Never, well, dude.
They're 4-1, so I doubt that's happening.
Never, dude.
Yeah, I don't think they can go 0-16.
We're not going back to that life. It's dead.
Who's your team?
Toronto Argonauts.
Sadly, the pass, and they're pretty rough here. Oof.
Yeah, you had a good run. You know, you could take it on the arm for a while.
Yeah.
Mac Jones got it. I'm just naming quarterbacks and saying it. Lamar Jackson
Detroit does have a soft. Detroit does have a soft spot in my heart, though.
Dude, we're gonna win, dude. It's our time. It's our year. Yeah. It's been long enough, dude. I'm taking my. Plastic bag.
Have they ever won?
No.
No.
They never even been to Super Bowl.
They haven't even been to playoffs in like 10 years. No, it was recent. They just went recently. They maybe like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
With Stafford.
With Calvin Johnson.
You root for the Detroit because like one factory shuts down, the whole town bucks, you know?
Yeah. They don't even have clean water, for Christ's sake.
You guys, I was born in Detroit, so we're kind of kin.
Oh.
We're kind of kin, fellas.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. He hung up.
All right, they've had enough. Off.
No. all right, guys, give your plugs. Where can people find you?
Please, at Lemaire Lee on all social medias, Panties in the Mouth podcast. Follow that. Patreon.com/PITM. We just do Dungeons & Dragons sometimes. It's pretty cool.
Oh, sick.
And then fucking October 27th to 28th, I'm going to be at Nick's Comedy Stop. Please come. And then like,
where's that?
Boston, Massachusetts. Okay. Please come through. And then also going to a place called Sharky's Rib and Wing Joint. Come to that, dude. I'm
just
not joking.
Eat?
I'm for real.
There or
I'm
going to eat?
Both of them. See how good these wings and ribs
where's
are.
Where's that at?
Blackburg, Virginia, okay. Near Virginia Tech.
Near Virginia Tech. Yeah. There's a famous shooting there.
Yeah.
Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I have to get that up. So it's at Chris Scopo.
And I'll link all this stuff below.
I need the YouTubes to do good. So pop that off. I'm in Baltimore next weekend. I don't know where. Just follow me on social medias and I'll tell you where. That's about it.
Chaterena on all platforms, Chaederena. Chaterena.com for tickets. I got Columbia, St. Louis. Denver,
dude. I see
Ben
your face
Salem.
On the way home all the time.
Dude, you see it? Yeah,
on
that,
the Ben Salem.
The Ben Salem
I see it all the time. I'm like, dude, I'm glad to meet you.
Yeah. I saw you. I saw you in one of
yeah.
Dude, the whole time, I'm like, who the fuck is this
that's
guy?
That's me, baby.
what's the Ben Salem?
I gotta show
you. Got
Ben
a billboard?
At the
it's at a casino, dude.
Yeah. Fuck yeah! The big show everyone's got to come to is early next year. The Wilbur in Boston. That's the one we're pushing.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, that has been the show. Shout out to our lovely producer, Johnny Glover, the Southern lover. The South shall rise again. I've been Danny Polishuk. Thank you for joining us on The Bathhouse. We will be back next week. Everybody have a fantastic weekend and have a good night. Play us out, Chad. I'm really a poet, you know it. I'm
my shit heroic. Empathic abilities, yeah, my face be also stoic. Bleep, blow up, nigga. That just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin. These tracks from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking my feet to some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I spit phenomenon. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like comic, view they comic. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. And they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. Now we pulling up pressure on some flight shit. Ah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah. And they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah.